KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello and good morning. I'm Chris Fiorentino, your host for the next 30 minutes. Thanks so much for joining us today. Each week, we get to talk with the people who are making our community better and creating enhanced learning experiences for Fresno State students through service. Today, we focus on a rather traditional higher ed experience, but with a little twist. We're going to talk about internships, but more specifically, we're going to talk about service-based internships at Fresno State. Those internships where students are doing their hours with community benefit organizations, nonprofit or government agencies, and they're not being paid for those experiences. So with us today is the director of the Career Development Center here at Fresno State, and one of the foremost experts on internships that I know, Miss Debbie Young. Debbie, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
And joining Debbie is Dr. Matthew Jindian. Matt is a professor. He's also the chair of the sociology department at Fresno State and the director of the humanics at Fresno State program. Welcome, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
And our third guest is a student who's experienced firsthand the challenges and the benefits of a service internship, Daniel Gonzalez. Daniel, we appreciate you taking time to be here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Debbie, let's start with you. It's always nice to give everyone a little peek behind who the person on the mic is. So can you give us a little self-introduction?
Thanks, Chris. Well, first of all, I am from the fine state of North Dakota, where I was born and raised. I've lived in four different states, Arizona, Kansas, California, North Dakota. I went to the University of Arizona. I have a healthcare administration degree. I have an MBA from Pittsburgh State University. I worked for 12 years in the healthcare industry, and I've been at Fresno State since 1989. I've been here a while.
You've been all over the place, too. So
yes.
A lot of experiences that you bring to bear and working with students here. And, you know, as I said, you're really the foremost expert that I know on internships. So maybe you can start by giving us a little idea about what we mean when we use that term internship. I mean, I think a lot of times people throw that term around kind of loosely, and there really are some very specific parameters as to what constitutes an internship, and maybe even talking about those in reference to how the term is misused sometimes.
Sure. So it's exciting that Fresno State sees internships as a high impact practice. We know that it makes a difference when students graduate to have completed an internship. And an internship isn't a part-time job. You're absolutely right. A lot of people misperceive it as something that students do to just simply gain experience, but it's really an academic experience that's related to a student's major. Usually at Fresno State anyway, we usually involve academic credit with our internships, sometimes anywhere from 3 to 6 units. It has a faculty mentor who's overseeing the experience to make sure there's learning outcomes with it. And then there's a worksite supervisor who is also there to guide and direct the students. So while it's a work experience, it's an academic experience as well. Students have learning outcomes. They have assignments that they have to do. I often will tell employers when I'm vetting an internship, this is replacing a class in a student's major for which they're getting a degree. So it's far more than a part-time experience. It really isn't volunteerism. It's a whole different experience. It's usually for a longer period of time, 150 hours all the way up to 600 hours.
Wow.
So some students really commit. For some, it's a whole year commitment. But it's exciting because what it leads to as far as careers, whether it's a career choice or whether it actually leads to an industry they never thought of, or it's the experience that employer wants to see on a resume in order for you to qualify for an entry-level position.
Yeah. So that learning piece is very, very important. And These are not clerical positions. They're not labor positions. They are career-related, paraprofessional kinds of experiences for our students, right?
Absolutely. And I think you sometimes see it maybe more as a project. We like to see internships that have a clear beginning and end, that a student might see an outcome to it.
Yeah.
But it could be things, for example, a tax accountant might use an intern to help prepare taxes for that particular semester. They're doing the real world work of what an accountant would do or what someone in finance would do or marketing from the business perspective. So it's actual work. It isn't just clerical part-time work.
Yeah. And they really are putting into play, hopefully, what they've learned in the classes all through their college experience. and they're finding out how does that information play out in the real world, quote unquote, or the world outside of the university and the classrooms. And it's spread all over campus. I know you mentioned a little bit like accounting. I know all through the School of Business, the program you used to run for so many years in sociology, in criminology, big programs in recreation administration. So it is something that you find all over campus, right?
Absolutely. Criminology probably places more interns than anyone else on campus. The Jordan College of Agriculture. We have students out in farming operations and animal science. We have students in, like you mentioned, rec therapy, mass comm, journalism. Really, almost every single college has an internship program within it.
Yeah. And I think one of the reasons, obviously, is because, as you use the term, high impact practice. Mm-hmm. This is an experience, an opportunity, an educational experience for our students that does have a significant impact on them personally, professionally, and academically. And we know that from the research. And I'm wondering if you can talk, I mean, you've been an educator, you've been a teacher in the classroom, you've run this very successful internship program in the Craig School of Business. So what is it about that experience that you think makes it so powerful for students? What is it about that that they're getting something that they would never get inside of a classroom?
You're absolutely right. So the National Association of Colleges and Employers, NACE, has done extensive research with companies throughout the entire United States, thousands of them, and asked what career readiness skills do students need to be career ready when they graduate. Internships are the way to get those skills, the communication skills, leadership skills, team building skills, all the kinds of things you think that you need when you go to work. Students gain those. In the classroom, we can somewhat emulate, for example, communication skills. But imagine working with an actual client or an actual customer or within an organization. I mean, that's the true test of where your written and verbal communication skills come in, your leadership, motivation, team building. The true test is out in the real world. It's a test of, are you ready to go out there and face the world of work, which is difficult? And so I think you gain that from an internship that you wouldn't necessarily gain in the classroom. The two together is wonderful. Yes, you need your degree, but you also need relevant work experience out in the real world, especially in your industry, to see, is this something I really want to do and am I good at? And do I have a passion for doing it?
Yeah. Matt, you want to add something there?
Yeah. So in advising incoming sociology majors, both freshmen and transfer students, a part of our regular orientation is talking about degree plus.
Degree plus.
Degree plus. So you get your BA or BS plus something. And what that means is thinking about, right, what are you doing in addition to that baccalaureate degree? How are you getting a minor degree? Are you getting a certificate? And another piece we talk about is classroom plus. If all you do as a student while you're at Fresno State is spend your time coming to and from classrooms, you are not maximizing your investment of your time and money in your education.
I love those terms, degree plus and classroom plus. That's great.
And so for classroom plus, there are four pluses that we go through. One is service learning, one is internships, one is research experience, and the other is study abroad. And I know you've done shows on those other three. And here we are talking about this fourth one of internships. And one of the benefits that students get that they don't get in the classroom is the social capital, the professional networking. So many of the experiences are not only giving them experience and hands-on practice in what they will do, but they are also meeting and rubbing shoulders with potential employers, referrals, letters of recommendation, these kinds of things, because I'll tell you, it's very competitive out there. And we've always said, right, it's not always what you know, it's who you know, but it's also in what capacity do they know you?
Yeah.
And by working side by side with these other professionals, they're getting to know them and their ability. And that then has, for many of my students, led to, if not employment, referrals for employment.
Yeah. And Debbie, obviously, as the director of career development, that employment piece is hugely important. I mean, we want our students to graduate here not only with the education, but obviously with the ability to be mobile and move on into the career field once they do graduate or once they continue on and then finish the next degree. And you mentioned a lot of the transferable skills, things like leadership and communication and whatnot. Matt talked about this networking piece. You know, the degree in and of itself does not get a student a job, right? That sheepskin, that certificate that says you earned this degree at California State University, Fresno, that might simply be nothing more than, you know, a knock on the door. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
The whole career development piece really starts as a freshman. We instill it in you as a freshman that you need to start thinking about what do you want to do. It isn't just walking across the stage and this job magically appears in this golden bucket at the end of the stage, you know, the gold at the end of the rainbow. It takes work. It takes engagement. Those extra things that Matt referred to, the study abroad, service learning, internships, it's this whole package deal. So when we ask employers, what are you looking for on that resume? The degree is on there, the given, they know you took classes, but what they're looking at is the extracurricular stuff you did. And that's where this morning I met with a young man who got his degree, worked, but did nothing extracurricularly. And we had a very long hour conversation about what he could have done, but what he has to do moving forward, all the way to going back to maybe doing an internship now.
Yeah.
I have a son who graduated from Fresno State 1 year ago. He's in wine country today doing an internship 1 year post-graduation because they offered something that he didn't have or get involved in while he was here. So we know that there's some kind of value to this networking. But there's also one other thing, too, is it eliminates sometimes. What if you think you want to be a nurse, right?
Yeah.
So what I tell you is either find an internship or go volunteer in a hospital and make sure you can stomach being a nurse, right? Or I have students, I want to be an accountant, but they do an internship and say, well, I didn't know I had to sit at a desk for 8 hours a day.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe that isn't the right career choice. So we know millennials are changing jobs every 6 months.
Wow.
It's kind of a shocking statistic. They're leaving jobs in record numbers. They get jobs, but leave jobs. If you had done an internship, isn't that part of the career development process to make sure, do I have a passion for this? Am I even in the right field? Do I want to sit at a desk? Do I want to be outside, out and about? An internship is the only way you're going to get that exposure. So we know not only will you graduate, but you'll take a job and you'll stay in that job. What employer doesn't want tenure? Yeah. Why would you want high turnover? The cost of turnover is extremely high, training and developing someone. So companies that invest in interns, which we appreciate, our local community is phenomenal, whether it's nonprofit, for-profit, government, education, hundreds and hundreds of students from Fresno State do internships in this valley. And we have to thank our community for providing those opportunities. It really is to their benefit to invest in internships because it's growing their future workforce.
Yeah, and you mentioned the hundreds of students. And as a matter of fact, every year out of the Richter Center, we do a study that looks at the number of students that are involved in all different kinds of service experiences. And one of the things that we look at is these service-based internships, meaning those placements where students are in the nonprofit, the community benefit organizations, government sector, and that they're not paid. And I know from this last year, there were 2,450 students that did those kinds of internship experiences, and they did 433,000 hours of service. I mean, that's an amazing number of students, an amazing number of hours out there. And I did want to just touch on real quick before we turn back over to Matt and get Daniel in here too, that your center, the Career Development Center, has a pretty unique internship type program where students can serve in their community benefit placement sector and they get a scholarship when they complete their program. Can you talk a little bit about the Radin Community Service Scholarship Program?
The Radin Community Scholarship Program has been around for many years. It's headed by a career counselor in my office, Alita Wolf, and has done a marvelous job doing that. I think she's been on a previous radio show.
If you want to go back and hear a great show, go to the podcast and look up that Community Service Scholarship Program. Yeah.
And that, again, is a three-unit internship. It is coordinated through Alita, but there's a faculty member who oversees those internships 150 hours, and that student works in a community-based organization. And that's for all colleges. We have students in sociology, in business, in agriculture. I mean, every science and math, engineering, they can participate in this program. The community-based organization puts in part of a stipend and then it's matched and the student receives a stipend at the end, which helps them out tremendously. You know, it's interesting, you take a business major and you put them in a community-based organization, and it's interesting how many business majors do work in nonprofit management.
Yeah.
And some of the others as well. It isn't just sociology and psychology. I mean, we think of some traditional fields that go into community-based organizations, but it's really for everyone on campus. And there again, it provides networking, it provides connections in industry. It's an absolute wonderful program because not every community-based organization can afford an intern. And students like to be paid for internships. There's truth to be told about that. Our students need to make extra money in order.
Money, yeah.
Absolutely. It's tough for them. So I think it provides a resource to the community. And through that matching program, it allows the opportunity for a lot of organizations that ordinarily wouldn't have an intern to have that experience.
Yeah. And Matt, speaking of the Community Service Scholarship Program, I know you've been the beneficiary of that in terms of your students being involved in that program a little bit. And certainly, you know, the founders of that scholarship, Mark and Marge Radin, I think intended for it to be just the kind of thing that Debbie was talking about. And the experience that your students have is just that. It is that preparation for their career, but it's also serving the community. So I guess maybe we can start by talking a little bit about the program that you run, the Humanics at Fresno State program, and that significant internship component that is a big part of your program.
My pleasure. So Humanics, our focus is transforming lives and perspectives on philanthropy and leadership and engendering exceptional leaders, enhanced organizations, and enriched communities. And so part of that program involves curriculum that students take, mm-hmm. and there's a core set of 5 courses, a required internship of at least 300 hours.
Yeah.
And a professional development conference that they participate in. And so the internship, one of the things we saw as an obstacle or barrier for many students was having time to, even for credit, do the internship hours that were required for the certificate and now minor degree in philanthropic and community-based leadership. And so because many of them are working 20 to 35 hours a week, going to school full time. They have family responsibilities. Some are commuting, you know, 90 minutes back and forth. You know, it's a different time than when I was in college and had my part-time job of 15 to 20 hours, right? Living 10 minutes away from there at home, that kind of thing. And so the kind of support that the Radin Community Service Scholarship provides for students is invaluable and helps the students be able to say, you know what, I'm going to give up my part-time job, right, and do this internship. And at the end of it, I can get that scholarship for $1,500 for the 150 hours that I've put in.
Yeah.
And so they're getting experience and they're getting a little bit of pool of funds to help with their own expenses of their education.
Yeah, I think to give the listeners a little bit of a glimpse into our student population, if my statistics are correct, and the two of you correct me if I'm wrong, approximately 70% of our students are receiving some form of financial aid because they are moderate to low income students. And they and their families could not afford to go to college if it weren't for those kinds of support systems. And the Radin Scholarship and other kinds of things are a part of that.
And 70% of our students are also first generation college students.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me, both my parents had gone to college. And so, you know, they had their own networks and social capital that assisted me. In many respects, our students are having to develop those relationships on their own in order to carve out their career paths.
The Humanics program started in 1999? Yeah.
Yeah, 1998 was the first semester that we were formally on campus.
Okay.
We offered our first course in fall of 1999. It was Management 133, and it was focused on managing, you know, CBOs.
Yeah.
And that was through the Craig School, and then we developed curriculum in the College of Social Sciences. And now we have one of the premier administration programs for nonprofit community benefit organizations in the country.
It really is a fantastic program. And again, we did a show specifically on the Humanics program, and listeners can go back and take a listen to that show on our podcast. Matt was a guest, as were a couple of other people we had in. But you talked about it already, Matt, about these benefits to students, and Debbie talked about it. And you talked about this program, you know, first starting back in 98, 99. How many students that have graduated and earned that certificate now? Do you know about how many?
Yeah, it's about 225 alumni from Fresno State over those 17 years who have graduated with their degree in whatever field and earned the certificate in administration and leadership for community benefit organizations. And then just in the last year, we've been able to offer a minor degree in philanthropic and community-based leadership, and we've had about 10 students earn that just in the last year. We've also had about a dozen who've created their own special major out of an interdisciplinary program across business management, recreation administration, public health, public administration, and nonprofit administration, and create a special major in which they're getting their baccalaureate degree in CBO administration.
Yeah.
So it's been really neat to help students find their particular academic path that fits their passion for their career and their future.
And it is their career. I mean, I think you typically quote a statistic, and I may have it a little wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, about 75% of the graduates from the humanics program, those 200 and some odd students, have stayed in the community benefit or the nonprofit sector, and about 75% of those are local, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And I'm very proud of that because it's fun to bump into them at the community service fair that the Richter Center holds each year to now place interns with former students of mine who did internships themselves, because I know they know what we expect at Fresno State when we're placing an intern.
And they're making a difference in our community. And I want to talk to one of those students who's made a difference in our community, at least just recently. Daniel, your turn. Maybe you can start real quickly by just giving us a little self-introduction.
All right. My name is Daniel Gonzalez again. I'm a senior here at Fresno State. I'm a sociology major. I'm also getting a minor in philanthropic and community-based leadership in the humanics program. So I'll get that certificate. I'll also be getting a certificate in applied sociological research. I was born and raised here in Fresno, more particularly in Easton. I went to Washington Union, and so I'm a senior and I'm excited.
You've definitely taken that degree plus thing that Matt talked about to heart. Yeah. And I know we were just talking before the show, and Matt let us know that you won a pretty prestigious award recently, the Harvey Milk Award. You want to talk about that? What was that award for?
Yes, it's a scholarship through the Bulldog Pride Fund. It's an endowment that was established from the Fresno State Alumni Association by Peter Robertson, and it's for a student in the humanics program. So Harvey Milk, of course, is a famous public elected official who was LGBT, and he was assassinated in the late 70s. And so being a humanics student, I applied for it. And I mean, it's more meaningful to me because I'm part of the LGBT community and I like to advocate for LGBT rights and equality for everybody. And everything that I do from my sociology major, from being in humanics, and has an emphasis on social justice and LGBT rights, LGBT equality.
So tell us about this most recent internship experience that you had.
Yeah, so I actually just got back. I got an internship through Equality California Institute.
Equality California Institute?
Yeah, okay. So there's actually two organizations with that. So the first one's Equality California and the second one's Equality California Institute. One is a 501c3, a nonprofit or community benefit organization. The other one's a 501c4. But what they do is that they advocate for LGBT policy to be pushed through the California state legislature. So through them, I was one of six students chosen from all over the state to intern at the state capitol. I was in Assemblyman Evan Lowe's office for 4 weeks, and he is the chair of the LGBT caucus. He's also chair of the tech caucus and, you know, the business and professions. But I had a great time, and, you know, it was really beneficial, specifically my time in humanics. Networking, we have a networking workshop in humanics, and we have to make business cards. And I remember we have to go to mandatory networking lunches with Equality California that they set up throughout the duration of our entire internship. So we'd go meet these people, and then at the end of it, I pull out my business card, and then all the other fellows are like, oh, you have a business card. I'm like, yeah, because I'm in a program.
Because you're prepped. Yeah.
I have to. You know, give my business card. And they have a huge emphasis on networking, and I gave away so many business cards. And in my internship, I shared an office with the communications director, and she's writing press releases. And we had a press conference on July 11th, and she told me, do you have any experience with this? I'm like, yeah, we threw a philanthropic press conference in my program that I'm in. And then she's like, okay, great. So go ahead and call these news stations.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. And then I had another project where I had to find local CBOs in the Sacramento area. They were like, do you know how to do this? I'm like, yeah, in my program, we use this thing called GuideStar. Yeah. So, you know, and it took me like 30 minutes, and then, you know, I gave them all their info. And they loved it. They're just like, you're getting this hands-on experience that we never got. And it's going to be so beneficial for you in the long run. You know, you came into the state capitol and you kind of knew what you were doing. And I was like, well, no, there's little things. But yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah. And obviously you're talking about very specific instances, things you learned in class and then you take and you're applying out into your internship. And boy, and the networking and everything else that you got from it, just fantastic. We're running out of time. I want to, I guess, just real quickly, do you think that this experience is going to be a leg up for you when you go and you graduate and you start applying for jobs?
Oh, yeah. This internship. I mean, it's funny how we were talking, how Debbie was kind of talking about how you go into these internships and you're like, oh, I think I have a feel for this, but I'm not sure. I went into this not completely sure if I wanted to get into government or policy. And now I do, I mean, I'd love to go lobby. I'd love to do things, advocate for things that I believe in. So yeah, I was in the state capitol and I made connections. So I know, and everyone that I met told me, when you come back eventually, because inevitably you will be back.
Yeah.
Just remember to ask for me, or don't forget to grab lunch, or don't forget to grab a coffee with me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So Matt, as we kind of finish up here, if there's a community benefit agency out there that wants to learn more about the Humanics at Fresno State program, or a student who wants more information, how can they get in touch with you?
So the best way for them to get in touch with us is through email, and it's MatthewJ@csufresno.edu. And they can also reach us through our website, potentially. Our department office phone number is 559-278-2234. And I mean, everything that Daniel was saying tells these organizations why Humanics interns may be a very good fit for their particular need, because the students are taking courses in grant writing, in evaluation, in fundraising, right, in advocacy and public policy, in volunteer administration. And so these students are coming in with a little bit more insight on those particular topics, but putting it all together and getting that experience that Daniel did really gave him a sense of perspective as well. So we look forward to working with more organizations. We do have a limit, and I always am cautious to say, yeah, we always have more requests for interns than we have interns to place. And I always advocate for both the student and the intern to interview multiple times to find the right fit,
right,
because it's more about matching passion and purpose, right, than it is just finding a person.
And Debbie, if there's somebody out there who's really interested in an internship, whether it's in the nonprofit sector or the for-profit, how can they get more information and posting a position with Career Development Center here at Fresno State?
Two ways. You can go to our website, www.fresnostate.edu/careers. You can post jobs, internships, part-time jobs, but you can also call us. You can ask for me personally, Debbie Young. I'll help find the internship coordinator that you might need at 559-278-2381.
And we'll link from our Facebook site to both of those websites and put that information up online. And before we run out of time, I just want to reiterate, you know, when we talk about these service internships, that statistic I talked about before, 433,000 hours serving our community through these kinds of internships. And that's only part of the 1.4 million hours of service that our students did last year in terms of service to the community. And if it weren't for instructors like you, Matt, and Debbie, directors and managers, and obviously when you were a teacher, people like you that make this possible, and Daniel, students like you who put this time in, none of that would be possible. So thank you all for being here, and thanks for all of your commitment to service and making our community a better place. And as always, thanks to all of our listeners for joining us. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. Tell us what you think about today's show. Check out the links and the information that we post on there. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM. And we're streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.